نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. Continuing with the discussion that on the path towards Almighty Allah, there is always going to be a satanic world to try to make man himself walk off the path, or to somehow try and grab the man and pull him off the path. Almighty Allah describes it, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu, in the third juz of the Quran, which is known as Tilka Rusul, after the famous ayat which is called Ayatul Kursi. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, Allah is the companion of the people of Iman. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. It is Almighty Allah who pulls them out of darkness onto light. He says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. As for the people who have denied, their friends are the very, very rebellious shayateen. يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. They are pulling them out of the light, bringing them into darkness. So that will continue. In the beginning of Surah Baqarah, Almighty Allah explained who this Quran will benefit. Almighty Allah mentioned الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, which we spoke about the other day. To have Iman on the unseen. And thereafter it was Salah and it was Zakat, or spending in the path of Allah. We mentioned that Salah and spending is something, alhamdulillah, to a great extent we got. But this يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, to believe in the unseen. So Almighty Allah is going to give some examples. Normally we all say, I got Iman. But whenever Iman is spoken about on this path to Allah, it got to do with the meaning of Yaqeen. Yaqeen means a very firm conviction. It is not just knowing. There's a world of difference between I know he's the Nabi of Allah and I'm convinced he's the Nabi of Allah. To build this yaqeen, it is when a man lifts his hand with dua. And in the dua he says, my dua will do. That is called yaqeen. And when it's a man lifts up but he doesn't know when his hands are dropped, whether the dua is heard or not, then that is called knowing but having no yaqeen. When yaqeen will come into a believer, the world of the jinnat, when it attacks, which is called lower jinn, naughty jinn, when they trouble a person whose, what you call, courage is weak. A woman who lost a child, her mind has become weak, she's crying, 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 that's when the jinn will attack. That very woman, if she just loudly says in a room, get out, the jinn will go. They always look for someone who's weak of faith. Similarly, the major jinn, the rebellious shayateen, they target a person whose belief is also shaky. If me and you can walk on this path with conviction that this path opens up every door, miracles will happen in the world. Almighty Allah speaks of the people of Kahf, the cave. Allah Tabaruk Tala says they were a group of young boys. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا. But when they stood up with the conviction, miracles happened around them. The king of the time could not harm them. They entered a cave. When they entered the cave with the little food, the question was, when this food comes to an end, then what? With how much of conviction they must have said it, that we are going into the mercy of Allah, Allah will see to us. Quran mentioned this here to teach us, you become of the cave. Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala now gives an example of building yaqeen. The first example Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala speaks about, because we live in a time where we have understood Islam is the greatest. But then you'll hear someone saying, but at the present time, the Western world is greater. See, at the present time, Islam can't break through. At the present time, forces of evil are too strong. No country can do anything against this country. Allah Tabaraka Taala speaks, أَوْ كَالَّذِي مَرَّ عَلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ. That do you remember the time where a man walked past a village? This village was Masjid al-Aqsa. It was the Aqsa of Sulaiman alayhi salam. It stood against the greatest tyrant that the world ever knew. America and Russia are small towards what was once in the world. Two of the greatest tyrants that walked on this earth, one was Namrud in the time of Fir'aun, Ibrahim alayhi salam. One was this man called Bukht-e-Nasr. The world today calls him Nabuchadnezzar. This tyrant targeted Aqsa. And from the land of Iraq, Babylon, his armies went into the lands of Sham. When they completed, they had devastated not only the building, but the entire land. In the land of Aqsa, there was not one copy left of the Book of Allah, the Torah. There was not one scholar left. There was not one brick left. Whatever Sulaiman alayhi salam had put up, they brought down. They razed everything. A scholar was alive, then he was a captive in the land of Iraq. At that time, a messenger of Allah walked past this village. Malkalladhi marra ala qariya. This was mentioned to bal mine and your yaqeen, that in the land where you will find no hope, it is the people of Iman who have hope in that land also. When he walked past this land, he asked a question. وَهِيَ خَوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ أُرُوشِهَا. It had fallen to the ground. The roof was on the ground, you say, flat. He said, أَنَّا يُحْيِي هَذِهِ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. That how will Allah ever bring life back to this land? Spiritually, the land was dead. It was similar to a land we once upon a time saw in England, in America. When the people of the past came in South Africa, they cried and they said, there is no hope for the future. But they went in the graves and the future carried on. When they went in the grave, this country did not have so many masjids that you got today. There were people in the past, my principal and Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab Damat Barakatu says, once upon a time in South Africa, when cars would come, the era of cars only started, so roads were not so good. So when it would come, and then the people had to drive their cars through farms. So the man, one farmer opens his farm gate, and then you drive early in the morning, he opens, so the road is made. He said, during that time, every farmer would sleep at night thinking that because of me, the world moves. And he would say to his wife, if I don't wake up 5 o'clock, then the whole road will be stuck. And as that man was passing away, when everyone was around him, he would say that I don't know what's going to happen in the future. You know, my sons are so lazy, they don't wake up 5 o'clock. So if they don't wake up 5 o'clock, if I'm dead, the world will stop. He says, they went in the grave and they never knew that the world will create highways. That now no farmer will be needed. Similarly, the people of Iman, each one who was given a job, he always after a while thought, if I'm not here one day, he said, look how I'm running this masjid. But one day if I'm not here, the masjid will collapse. That man went in his grave and 10 masjids came up. The system of Allah is the world will carry on and Iman and Islam will carry on growing. But at that time, to look at Aqsa and to think that there is not someone to lift up one brick, how will Allah ever bring life? Or what a message was given to the world, and it centered around Masjid al-Aqsa of today. فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهَ مِئَةَ عَامٍ. Almighty Allah commanded him, die. That you must never worry how life will come. Life will come to the world, you die. He died. He remained dead in that spot. The Anbiya alayhimu salam, the earth does not kill, eat their body. But because his body could have been seen by many others for 100 years, he remained in that spot. So Almighty Allah like created a barrier around him. Whoever would go past would not see him. He remained in that spot. He, his donkey and his food. For 100 years to remain in one spot. ثُمَّ بَعْثَ. Then Almighty Allah said, stand. When he stood, the books of tafsir explained, it was 70 years after Masjid al-Aqsa was destroyed. 70 years later, Almighty Allah made a king rise. The Western world today calls him Cyrus. He rose, he was not of the Banu Israel. He made a war with the army of Babylon, the people of Bukht Nasr, a war which no one ever thought could ever happen. That man Bukht Nasr and his army was an army that they called the sun will never set on his empire. It was only 70 years when the command of Allah came be, and that entire empire crumbled to the ground. When Cyrus came and he found the Banu Israel, he said to them, what are you all doing here? Let me take you all back to the land. 70 years time the revolution started. When they reached Aqsa, they found it was brought to the ground. Themselves, they started building it brick by brick. Cyrus helped them with wealth. He helped them with men. They put up a structure. It was not what Sulaiman a.s. built, but it was a structure. Then they asked, what about the Torah? Allah tabarak ta'ala created. Men would sit and by heart. Uzair a.s. started teaching the Torah. Again, it was being written. So many copies were made of it. Now there was madrasas running in Al-Aqsa. On 100 years, there was a land again back to what it was once upon a time. When the Nabi was told, stand, as soon as he stood and he looked behind him, he thought, was I dreaming? That yesterday there was nothing. Then he looked at his hand. That was it one day? Allah tabarak ta'ala says, قال, كم لبثت? We asked him, how long were you sleeping? So he looked at himself, so he said, Yom O Ba'da Yom. Perhaps one day only. But then when he looked at Aqsa, and he's thinking there was no Aqsa. The power of Allah, when Allah says be, there was such a unique lesson in this verse. Masjid al-Aqsa, the first time it collapsed to the ground, 70 years after the revolution took place, before 100 years, Aqsa came back again. Second time Masjid al-Aqsa was taken, it was the time of the Crusades. They established four Christian kingdoms in the land of Jerusalem. Four Christian kingdoms. The King of England was more in Jerusalem than he was in England. There was no hope of anyone taking the name of Allah in the land of Jerusalem. Forget Aqsa ever coming back to the Muslims. Every Masjid was made a stable. Sajda was prohibited. Four Christian kingdoms to make sure no Muslim army ever comes back to that land. Command of Allah, 90 years after the fall of Al-Aqsa, Salahuddin Al-Ayyubi Rahimullah, on the 27th of Rajab, the night which is famous in the world of Mi'raj, that was that famous night that he would enter it. 90 years before that, the whole world had no hope that Iman and Islam will ever enter back here. His minister wrote a letter to him after that. He said, I have lifted my head from sajda. I have cried so much that those places on this land which for the last 90 years never heard the name Allah. Masjids were made into stables. He said, those places where it was being said, three, there is no one. He says, who thought 90 years ago the name Allah will come back in that land? Masjid al-Aqsa, second time it was taken away, 90 years it came back again. Third time Masjid al-Aqsa was taken away is in our history. So many forces of kufr rose to take it away. And they made what a coalition, whatever name they wanted to give themselves. How they brought the Khilafah down to the ground. How they pulled away the land of Palestine. How they made a slogan, a land with no people for people of no land. How they brought them in, how they butchered, how they murdered, how the whole world of Arabs remained quiet until a time came of despondency that people started thinking the dream of Aqsa ever coming back is a forgotten dream. But Masjid al-Aqsa, two times it was taken away, before 100 years it came back. So many ulama have mentioned that there is a unique lesson of Al-Aqsa which Quran has given. And history has given that Al-Aqsa does not remain in the hands of kufr for 100 years. Before 100 years, it creates its own revolution. It creates its own warriors. It brings them like how it brought them in the past, it will bring them again. But how Quran explained to have yaqeen on that Allah. that the life and the system and the law of Islam is coming alive, to be able to see it around us. But if despondency comes, then it creates within us a temperament of I'm low, I'm weak, I'm shy. A Muslim is never shy of his faith. He looks with the nur of Allah. In everything he looks with hope. He looks with yaqeen. He comes to a spot, someone stones him in a spot. He has a dua like the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that at the spot where his iman is mocked, he says, once upon a time in Taif, my Nabi was also mocked. Once upon a time, if you're throwing a stone on me, once upon a time, a man threw a stone on my Nabi also. If I am bleeding in this spot, once upon a time, my Nabi also bled. But the system of my iman is, in the spot where I am mocked, a day will come where Allah will put a masjid in that very spot. And the world is seeing it. The Nabi of Allah rose. He said, one day, perhaps a day, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said, بَلْ لَبِثْتَ مِيَةَ عَامٍ 100 years have passed. فَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِكَ وَشَرَابِكَ لَمْ يَتَسَنَّهِ Food normally goes off within 1 or 2 days. Today we got fridges so we can keep it for 1 month. But when there was no fridge, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said, look at the power of your Allah. That which everyone said will go off never went off. And that which takes long to go off, he had a donkey with him and he had food. Food which is supposed to go off within 2 days. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said, look at your food and your drink. 100 years, but it never went off. Wanzur ila himarika. Now look at the bones of your donkey. Another message was given. Wherever man put hope, Almighty Allah showed him the fall of that. And wherever man thought it can't work, example, the world always said that how will my child manage in the future? The man who said it was not a hafiz of Quran, that child became a hafiz, he became an alim. That man who said, I trust, whatever he put his own trust on, where there was no dua, O Allah, you make it happen. Wherever man put his own trust, it crumbled and it crumbled with him. How many poor people put on their trust, my bank balance? How many rich people there were once upon a time? We saw examples where a boy wanted to become an alim. And the other son was a lawyer. And the father put his trust on the lawyer, that one day when I get old, you look after me. Because my other son is becoming a scholar, what the scholar earns? He'll hardly get any money. The day the lawyer became a lawyer, where you think he was going to look after his father? Within a few years, he said to daddy and mommy, you're a burden on me. My wife said she wants you all out. On that day where he had no hope, that boy would come and say, my father, it is my honor to look after you. Where man put his hope, the thing crashed. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said, look at your food and your drink. It's supposed to go off 100 years. The command of Allah fell on it. It remained fresh. He said, now look at your donkey. وَلِنَجْعَلَكَ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ We will make you as a lesson for mankind. That in the path man walks with it with yaqeen. وَانْظُرْ إِلَى الْعِظَامِ كَيْفَ نُنْشِزُهَا Almighty Allah said, look at those bones. We're going to start bringing it back to life. ثُمَّ نَكْسُوهَا لَحْمَا Meat is going to start forming. فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ When the episode finished, the Nabi said, and me and you must say the same thing. He said, أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهُ I have really understood that Allah has power over everything. أَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ The lesson of yaqeen. One more lesson Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gave, and we'll end it on that. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أرني كيف تحيي الموتى نبي إبراهيم عليه السلام said, Oh Allah, show me how will you bring the dead alive. Dead means قيامه. Dead means dead hearts. Dead means dead land. Dead land coming alive, we see it every day. When autumn comes, it's dead. One command of Allah come alive and you'll see spring is created. Dead hearts coming alive, you're seeing it every day. You will ask a man, what happened to you? He said, me, I was far from the masjid. Far from the masjid. One day I entered the masjid, 27th of Ramadan. The imam made a dua. He said, I cried and I cried and I cried. He said, the world would say to me, donkeys will change, but you will never change. He says, I went home. We have seen some places a non-Muslim, when he enters into Islam, he becomes so staunch in Islam that he leaves the friends who introduced him to Islam feeling shy. When Allah gives life, the dead come alive. The dead come alive. And Qiyamah will also take place. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, but how? قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ Allah tabarak ta'ala said, don't you believe? He said, oh Allah, I definitely believe. But the heart wants to see something. قَالَ فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ Ibrahim alayhi salam was told, take four birds. فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ Make each one inclined towards you. Become a pet. So four birds. ثُمَّ اجْعَلْ عَلَى كُلِّ جَبَلٍ مِّنْهُنَّ جُزْءًا Then he slaughtered the birds. He had to cut them into pieces. On each mountain he was told, place a part of each bird. A wing is there, a leg is there, a beak is there. ثُمَّ ادْعُهُنَّ Then you just stand and you make one call, come. يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيَا So fast you will see those birds. In the air, Ibrahim alayhi salam saw it happening. He saw a wing from there flying to that side, the leg from there flying, the beak from there. In a second, he saw the creation of four birds, and all of them were running towards him as though they were never ever dead. يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيَا وَعَلَمْ Then Allah tabarak ta'ala said, learn, and that message was for me and you. أَنَّ اللَّهَ Verily your Allah is Aziz. That word Aziz means his power is over every system in the world. As long as me and you will look at this kufr system that's around us with the eyes of azmat, with the eyes of greatness, with the eyes of wow, then on the spot we will be shaky. If we can create this yaqeen that even though there is no system at the moment, but I look with the eyes of the Anbiya, I look with the eyes of a Nabi, I see the power of Allah on me and around me, and I know within a few years it's going to happen again. Al-Aqsa did not stay out of the hands, in the hands of Kufr for 100 years. Bukht-e-Nasr was destroyed, Aqsa came out. The Crusades were destroyed, Al-Aqsa came out. That city called Israel will one day be destroyed, Aqsa will come out. But Mubarak was always the people who had so much conviction in Almighty Allah that when the masjid fell, they never fall. They remain standing. And they said the masjid will come up and kufr will break and the flags of Islam will go high. At that time, I mustn't be left shy. That I never believed it could happen. Allah blessed us. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ On the path that man will walk firm, whose eye sees beyond what the world is showing. He can see over a mountain. He can see the great Qudrat of Allah. He walks proud, he sleeps proud, he dreams proud. Despondency, fear, an attitude of I have lost hope, it never ever settles on him. May Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us with unique iman in the unseen, with unique yaqeen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.